Today, Be'ez Hashem, learn Daf Chav Zayin and Masechtas Krisis. Some of the topics we're learning about today include Hamafrish Beis Lom La'ashem Lokech Ben Shnei Eilim La'ashem. Someone set aside two sela, which is the minimum amount required for an ashem, and used the money to buy two rams. Which one does he use for his ashem? Lokech Ben Shnei Eilim L'chulun. If he used the money to buy two rams for ordinary chulun use, such as eating, this constitutes me'ila, forbidden benefit from Hekdash, and he also needs to bring in the Hashem Me'ilis. Depending on the value of each animal, he can use one for his original obligation and one for the Hashem Me'ilis. Adam Miskaper B'Shvach Hekdash, whether one can achieve atonement from a monetary gain of Hekdash. Bekinus Chomashin Ma'oshe Yiskaper. Someone transgressed a me'ila of two sela four times, and so the various chomish add up to a full two sela. Can he use them to purchase his original ashem obligation? Dichli, once something is disqualified as a carbon, it remains disqualified even when the reason for the disqualification is gone. Huzlu tloim ba'olam. If sheep become less valuable than two sela, can they be used for one's ashem? Hamafresh chatasay v'meis loy v'yen b'nei tachtav. If someone dies and leaves behind the carbon chatas, his son cannot use it for his personal chatas obligation. One cannot bring a chatas designated for one avera to atone for another avera, or b'moyis shehefesh la'atzmai. Even if one set aside money for a carbon, he cannot use it for another carbon. Carbon oil of a yerid. For certain averas, one brings a carbon depending on his wealth. Either a kisva, a female lamb, or se'ira, a female kid goat, if he is wealthy, or tarinu b'nei yayin, birds, if he cannot afford animals, or a mincha, if he is very poor.